Adrian Kempe wants to tie it up for L.A. Billy says, I don't want you to. He comes in, shoots, stopped by Billy Husso. So if the Ducks score here, they win the hockey game. Simple as that. If they don't, another opportunity for the L.A. Kings. Wow. 4-4. Come on, Mason McTavish. Make some more noise for this big crowd. Here he comes, very slowly, off to the right of the Los Angeles goal. Moves in front of the net. Stick handle, shoots, scores! Can you believe all of this? 5-4 Ducks win in a shootout, scoring two shootout goals. Seen hockey like this in the first month or two of the season with so many great comebacks, wins, but the Anaheim Ducks have done that for this large crowd again, and Anaheim will celebrate this victory.
Wow, as the Ducks players file out on the ice, half go to congratulate Billy Husso, half go to congratulate the game winner from Mason McTavish. He pulls his patented little stutter step. Patient tally in tight there. He waits. And he goes back to the forehand, slides it home. What a beauty. We've seen that move time and time again. You'd think it would fool. What a tally. How about this? Five goals. Your Anaheim Ducks score five goals tonight. That means free chicken sandwiches. Download the Chick-fil-A app and open the reward section before leaving Honda Center for your free chicken sandwich. Location services must be turned on. To receive the reward, make sure to attend Ducks games all season long for your chance at free chicken. Visit www.anaheimducks.com for details. Also, the Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating Mickey D's. Hey, I don't mind saying back-to-back reads like that when the Ducks win, right?
I don't know what else to say except, fans, you got to come out and watch this team. We have a game in Chicago Sunday, St. Louis Monday. You can hear the broadcast on Duckstream. But Utah, Washington, and Chicago are here on Wednesday, December 3rd, Friday, December 5th, and Sunday, December 7th. You got to come out. Every night, it's something new, and it's something good. So we thank you for listening here. I tell you what, we got a cool out. This is unbelievable what we're watching here. And a win tonight, 5-4 over the Kings. We're going to take a break, and then Emerson with Alexis. And you know what? They won't have too much to talk about, will they? Oh, they're going to be busy. They're going to be busy. Again, the final, Anaheim 5, L.A. 4. I'll talk to you from Chicago and St. Louis. Those two folks, fine folks, good hockey folks, Emerson and Alexis next. After this timeout on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Become an Orange Alliance member today. You'll get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits all season long. Plus, new this year, parking is included. Find out more at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks took down the Los Angeles Kings in shootout fashion here on this Orange Friday. 5-4, the final score. The Ducks getting the first win of the first meeting of the freeway faceoff this season. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Needham. Emmer, what an exciting ending to this game. I mean, there's no words for the way this ended, but the Ducks able to come away with the 2 points, and we knew it was going to be a good one. That's what we got.
And I know everyone tuning in right now can agree, but does this Ducks team not play better when they're under adversity, under duress, right? It just, this Ducks team is better late in games when they're down by one, down by two. It's almost like they need even more to play for, and that's just giving themselves victories in which are harder than just the average victory. It's incredible. And, I mean, at this point, it should come to no surprise. When they're down in a game, you can never count them out at this point.
No, you really can't. And they did go down early in the first period. It was the Kings getting on the board first late in that first period. So it was 1-0 after the first period. Let's get into the highlights starting in the second period now. Chris Kreider on the power play just 9 minutes into the period, tying the game up.
Here's Anaheim. Digs in, gets the puck moved to the front of the net. Shot, score! That was a pretty play on a JMG power play. Chris Kreider gets it, and the score is tied at one apiece.
What a goal. Just what the doctor ordered.
Emmer, I loved what you said there. I mean, he was in his office, and he got in front of it. Was that Edmondson?
Yeah, just boxing out Edmondson there. It just, you know, you want to talk about who's showing who's boss right there. great job by Kreider backing up. It was almost like a center in the paint. Right, trying to get that three-point line down to the paint pass, right in the paint, and just a nice deflection there, one touch in between the pads of Kemper there. Just well done.
1-1 game after Kreider's goal. The Kings did score again. Kevin Fiala, the next goal scorer, 2-1, but the Ducks answered back in that second period, and it came from a blue liner, Olin Zellweger, getting the tying goal.
Zellweger. Anaheim does get it. Kept it in. Cutter Gauthier now in front. A shot. They score! The Ducks get another one here. Right side of the net. And Zellweger will give Anaheim their second tally. And as the crowd erupts, it's a 2-2 game.
A nice play from Alex Killorn, too, to find Zellweger there.
Yeah, great heads-up play. And you know what? Alex Killorn, he's been facilitating so eloquently over the last stretch here. And I think it really started maybe 5-6 games ago where his entries were and continue to be just smooth. He's playing such good heads-up hockey, not throwing pucks away, not forcing plays. He's just getting his head up and finding the highest percentage plays. Definitely one that Kemper would like to have back, though, right? Under his blocker, through the pads. He's looking at that one right now and going, I should have stopped that one. But Ducks will take it. Great play by Zelly, being active, getting down low. This Ducks team, they're really coached to, hey, freedom in the offensive zone, right? As long as there's that other D back, another D should be aggressive, forward, up front, is exactly how Olin Zellweger executed on in that goal. And, no, that was just a pretty play.
And we keep seeing goals from the blue liners. I mean, we're going to get to the next one here. Actually, well, let's just get the next one in. As we moved into the third period, the Kings ended up taking a 4-2 lead. Turcotte and Edmondson getting the goals for them. But Pavel Mintikov helped the Ducks start their climb back and got his first goal of the season.
Beckett, Seneca to a far side, Mason McTavish. I tell you what. Oh, what another pass by Seneca.
Yeah! They got one now. Hey, they must have heard us. All right. The lead is down to one goal on a shot attempt from in front of the net. And good for Minchikov. He gets the goal, and we have ourselves a brand new game.
Well, as of Zellweger's goal, the Ducks were third in the NHL for scoring by defensemen. They had 17 goals, so add another one, 18 goals from the defensemen this season.
And the D really carried the load offensively last season, right?
Yeah.
And it's good that they were solid, of course, with Truba's success there early on. Ratko popping a few, but now that Comer has scored consistently over the last few games, of course, Pavel Mintikov tripping in. How about earlier on that shift? Beckett Seneca, he had that backhand pass to Mac T there on the entry. That was just stellar 40-foot backhand pass. And he follows up. He regains possession of it. Just what a look. What a look there. I thought we were going to get more of a pure goal scorer out of Beckett Seneca, but it's turning out like his vision, his facilitating is just as good as his shot and his goal scoring ability. So we're getting the best of both worlds for him. And if you're a Ducks fan, it's just the future's bright.
I'm glad you said that because there's just been so many times this season where we find ourselves so impressed by his playmaking. And it's not just the goal scoring, like you're saying. Yeah. So, well, anyways, as we get into the rest of this exciting third period, the Ducks answered once again. They tied it up. It was Leo Carlson. And just listen to Steve's call of it.
Ducks get it again. McTavish with it now. Trying to create something. Kopitar's here trying to kick it free. Lacombe goes behind the net. Centers and scores! The Ducks have tied it up with 1:31 to go. My, oh my.
Leo Carlson. I mean, what a night for him. He ended up having 3 points, a goal, 2 assists. Not only that, but you know what I noticed? The puck placement on his goal was the same as Mintikov's. Top corner.
Yes. From different angles,
yep.
Top corner. These guys can shoot. That's what you're trying to say. These guys can just put the puck where they want at the game's highest level. No big deal. And Yeah, I was just a little off balance, or at least he had to kind of adjust his hips on that play from Leo Carlson. How about that dish there from Jackson Lacombe, right? Coming out of the far corner there, and that was just so brilliant. But, yeah, Leo Carlson having a night, as if he wasn't having nights before. This was a night for him.
But a day.
Yes, a day.
It's a day. 4-4. The game wasn't over yet, because Ville Husso, who was the starter making his season debut today, he made one of the biggest, most important saves late in the game, and it was on Kempe sliding across just 30 seconds left in the game.
Puck stolen by the Kings. Look out. Fiala sets it up. Oh, what a save! What a save by Husso! That puck was going into the open left side, and he slid across to get a piece of it.
A Superman save.
So he made that important save in regulation, and then we saw another one from him in overtime, but it took more than overtime. We went to the shootout, Ville Husso's first shootout, obviously this season as well. So it was Mason McTavish, his signature shootout move, that ended it, and the Ducks getting the win.
Come on, Mason McTavish. Make some more noise for this big crowd. Here he comes. Very slowly, off to the right of the Los Angeles goal. Moves in front of the net. Stick handle, shoots, score! Leave all of this. 5-4 Ducks win in a shootout, scoring two shootout goals. This is amazing. I've never seen hockey like this in the first month or two of the season, with so many great comebacks, wins, but the Anaheim Ducks have done that for this large crowd again, and Anaheim will celebrate this victory.
So Mason McTavish gets the shootout winner. Troy Terry also scored in the shootout. Emerson, if you're a netminder, what do you do with McTavish on that move?
I tell you what, it's almost like they know what he's going to do, but they just can't stop it, right? Both him and Leo, even though Leo didn't finish on his play, he still beat him. He still beat Kemper there with his patented hit the middle line, open up the blade, try to slide it home short side. He failed to do that, but boy, he fooled Kemper. And then just on the follow-up, as far as MacT, I don't know what you do. You can't do anything, because he just waits for that hole. He waits for that one push off, and even if a goalie thinks he's changing the move in real time, that one push off leads him to think that he is going to slide it home there on that near side, and he just right on the slide off, right off that push, he puts it, slides it home right in the five hole. It's incredible.
This was the Ducks' 15th win this season. They also improved to 9-3 at Honda Center. Emerson, go ahead.
Well, the Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
Make sure to join us back after the break. We're going to keep talking about this Ducks win. First freeway face-off win of the season.
Now at your helpful Honda dealers. Honda cars, SUVs, and trucks are on clearance during Happy Honda Days. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. 2025 Accords, Pilots, and Ridgelines are on clearance. Plus, see big savings on the full Honda line, like financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new 2025 Ridgeline. Don't miss Happy Honda Days. Search your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 1/5/26.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the weather first. Before wearing face paint to the game.
Bro, your gold cats is dripping into your nachos.
Oh, and now paint is in my eyes.
Interception! Did you see that?
No!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserve parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Welcome back in to the Anaheim Ducks post-game show. A shootout win over the LA Kings today. 5-4, the Ducks remain on top of the Pacific Division with this win. As I mentioned, their 15th win of the season. And a good note, thanks to NHL stats, Beckett Seneca extended his point streak to 6 games now. And that is the longest by a teenager in Ducks history. Emerson, you said there's so much to be excited about with him and his playmaking, not just the goal scoring. Well, that's just another thing to add to it.
Yeah, and look, he's a guy in which when the game's on the line, he seems to really love the big-time moments, and he feeds off of it. He gets faster. He analyzes the play a little bit slower, and he buys himself time. So, look, this is a guy who he just continues to – just seems like he gets better and better each and every game, right? Mm-hmm. And once again, if it's not the big-time shot, it's the big-time pass in or passes, as we saw leading up to that Pavel Minchikov goal. So he was a big part of that play. He was a big part of a lot of plays here in today's game. So it's fun to watch.
Something I want to ask you about. Ville Husso stepping in, making his season debut, has to go to the shootout. The stage could not be bigger for him today to step into this game. And he gets the win. Not only that, but coming up with some big saves late in the game. Yeah, had a couple that probably would want back. But your impressions of him making his season debut.
And we talked about it. Kemper would have liked to have, for sure, the Zellweger goal back,
yes.
Right? So
yep.
Both goalies can probably attest to that. But look, as you mentioned, big-time moment. And this brings me back to when Eric Portillo played in his first National Hockey League game. Remember when he stole the win from the Anaheim Ducks there, his first initial start here
yep.
at Honda Center? So it just it reminded me of that storyline where you have a guy who's been playing in the minors. We saw a phenomenal play from him last season, playing very well. So I just had a good feeling about him. But I said, you know what, if Eric Portillo can come in, steal a show like in that first win of his career there at here at Honda Center, I have a good feeling that Ville Husso can steal the show, and boy, did he ever.
They had a lot of confidence in him to put him in net with this big of a game and with this much on the line, too, and certainly he delivered. So we were talking about Leo Carlson in the last segment. He has just been a star for this Ducks team this season. 3 points today. He spoke to the media in the locker room. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Play from Kreis, keeping in and all that. Yeah, huge. I forgot what Kreis got in. Was it hand or stick?
Stick.
Yeah, so that's also the pressure. Yeah, I got in the slot from Kreis. So I was pissed off about that. I didn't score that one. Yeah, then he just left me open in front of the net and scored. So, yeah, nice goal.
The battle this team has, the battle effort, you've been down so many times and keep coming back. Where does that keep coming from?
I don't know, yeah, like, I feel like we think about the starts still too much, maybe. We have a lot of bad starts, not coming in the first period with one or two goals down. So just the hungriness, if that's a word, that's the mental of this team.
Does this kind of send a message, a game like this, where you come back from so many deficits, that this team is different from the teams of the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I hope you guys see that too. They were like a different team, different hunger, different mentality too. So it's been great so far this season.
It's no secret that you guys are able to score goals and get on the board, but it feels like there's been a bit of issues defensively. So how do you guys work on that and make sure that it doesn't happen so often?
Yeah, just going into the season. It was only three games in, so we had to figure it out now. But just something that we could, can work on in practice and work on during the games.
Leo, does this team never feel like it's out of the game? Mm-hmm. And what does that feeling do for you guys?
Good question. I said earlier, we just never give up. That's the mentality again. Like Derek just said, we can't score goals and attack the game.
I know you're disappointed with your shootout attempt, but how about the move from Mason? Have you seen that one in practice? Can you just kind of take us through the way he opened him up there?
No, I mean, I've seen it every warm-up, too, for the game, every practice. I actually thought he was going to go back in this time because he was wide open, but went viral as usual and went in, so... Yeah, huge struggle for the team.
Billy comes in and has an impressive start in his first one. What did you make of Billy back there?
Yeah, huge shave. I don't know how much time was left, but huge shave there. For us to not lose the game. He played great. The way we didn't want our defense to play, but great game for him.
You heard it there from Leo Carlson. Their mindset, they don't get down. They don't worry. And even when they are down, they find a way to come back.
And even maybe with down questions, tough questions,
yes,
they don't get discouraged. And they look for, I think, the positives out of any question. And as we just heard in that great interview, look, this is just a team that I think we have full belief that whatever inconsistencies we have seen either in this game, over the course of the game, last game, and the tough loss, they're going to work it out in practice. And it's going to be a quick turnaround here. We've got Chicago, got St. Louis, desperate hockey teams looking to get wins here early on in the season. And, yeah, it's going to be tricky. We all know what happened there last time in Chicago. It wasn't an easy game. Overtime loss there. That was a tough one. It's going to be tough again. St. Louis, once again, it's going to be a tough night. I think within the tough play and adversity, I think they're starting to find their game as well. So it's not going to be easy, but I look forward to the Ducks, as I mentioned, working out any of the kinks that they have in this point in time.
And how about this? When we take a look at the stat sheet from this game, every single skater except for one Duck had a shot in this game. Drew Helison, the lone one, and he had a couple attempts that were blocked. So essentially almost everyone.
I think the mentality of, and even during the maybe underwhelming play earlier in this game, still outshot him. And then out of nowhere, the Kings come right back. But once again, it just, there's positive light in the confines of when they're battling adversity, when they are getting peppered at times. Somehow, some way, you still find a ton of positives with this team. So it just goes to great coaching, great leadership, and great individuals like Leo Carlson.
And there's a couple of these guys on the roster right now that have point streaks. Leo, 7 points in 5 games played. Beckett, 6 points in 6 games played. Troy, 7 points in 6 games played. And then Jackson Lacombe extended his point streak to 3 games, 6 points in 3 games. So also speaks to, the consistent scoring.
Yeah, no, depth scoring. It's just going to be so nice when Frank Vatrano can
start
waiting.
Tally.
I know. We're waiting.
It's coming.
I'm going to keep bringing it up, too. And I have no shame in doing so. We all cheer on Frankie. And look, he had that high point shot there. That was a I mean, very slim to none chances of that going in. But if anyone can put those home from deep like that, it's Frankie Viso. He's finding those areas. He's getting those looks. He's competing. He's getting on the forecheck. Look forward to him slamming a few home, hopefully starting on this road trip.
Yeah, hey, if you don't shoot the puck, you can't score. So always look to Frank Vatrano to, you know, try to find those opportunities too. All right, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We will be right back.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern puck radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera puck radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera puck radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
If you don't have gas in your home, but something doesn't smell good.
Ew, what's that smell?
If it smells like rotten eggs, there could be a leak in your neighborhood.
Now what do I do?
If you suspect a leak, move fast, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
From a safe location.
But I don't have natural gas in my home.
Gas lines are buried all around, so even if you don't have gas.
I know, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season presented by UCI Health. Giveaways include a Wild Wing mask, wearable blanket, Nutcracker, boy band tee, and much more. See the complete list at anaheimducks.com/promotions.
Welcome back into the post-game show, celebrating a Ducks win on Orange Friday. We have a message here read from Buena Park. Let's just get into it. The Ducks were the kings of the castle today. What a glorious comeback and team victory. Ville Husso kept the team in it. The Ducks' pursuit of the puck today was relentless. Leo Carlson, Jackson Lacombe are superstars. And fun fact, the Ducks' D-men scored at least one goal in every game in this six-game homestand. Four games with two goals. So we were talking about the D-men scoring earlier. And, that's a great example of just how much they have contributed. As this homestand ends, yeah, this is the end of it. Game 6 of 6, the Ducks going 4-2.
Well, how about that? The Ducks were in kings of the castle tonight. Love that.
Honda right? Center of the castle.
Yep. And, I love the pursuit of the puck. I think as the game went on, I think they were, first more to a lot of those loose pucks. So I like that. The relentless effort for getting first, moving your legs to a lot of those loose pucks, winning those battles. I think as the game went on, you saw loose puck battle, losses, them being outmanned, some choppy play there early on. But, boy, did they turn the page. And, yeah, just being first, using their speed to a lot of those loose pucks. So, good point.
And Chris Kreider was one of the goal scorers, of course. He had his sixth power play goal of the season here today. He spoke to the media in the locker room. So let's just take a listen to that now.
There in the third, what do you think of the response from the team?
Great comeback. We've had a lot of interesting games lately where we spot teams' leads, but a good job of coming back and fighting back. And it's probably not a lot of fun for the coaches, but I think probably fun for the fans.
Chris, what is the feeling? It feels like you guys are never out of a game. What does that feeling do for a club when you feel like whatever you face whatsoever, that you're never out of
one? Yeah, I don't know if that's just a side effect of the way that we want to play, but a lot of the games are just pretty chaotic, up-tempo, pucks are bouncing, and if we do some of the right things, I think we know that we're going to at least get some looks and capitalize on a couple. So, no, it's definitely a confident feeling, but like I said, it's not something you can rely on all the time. You want to get a lead, hold the lead. So there's definitely some stuff we can improve on.
Does it though? It's, I don't know if it stills a sense of belief. Maybe that's all already present, but does it just further that, deepen it, or whatsoever?
Yes.
Billy comes in tonight, and really, if it wasn't for him, this game could have been over several times. What would you make of Billy stepping in?
Yeah, I mean, that last save was great all night, but that last save saves the game for us, right? So, no, he played fantastic. We've had great goaltending all season. Got to continue to try to help out our goaltenders because we ask a lot from them every single night. So.
Can you find out what Eric was talking about? If anyone wasn't convinced now that this is different from the Ducks teams of the last few seasons, is a win like this like a mess?
Last few years.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're obviously aware of what went on here.
I was aware that this team was a very hard team to play against 5-on-5. It wasn't fun. Even if you came away with a win, you didn't feel like you touched the puck a lot. It felt like they tilted the ice. Because they had young speed, young skill, and they like to go north. And I don't think that's changed necessarily. I think some of these guys are just maturing, and everyone in this room wants to win, and that's the number one priority. So. You'll appreciate one game at a time. Obviously, that's a big one in the division. So.
With the way LA plays, how difficult is it to finally just sort of find your own game and break through the muck that they kind of create?
Yeah, they're a very responsible team. So the only way that you're going to advance pucks up ice is doing the right things, right? Getting pucks in behind them, skating, supporting each other.
Did that experience with kind of a cross-town rivalry with the Islanders, with the Devs back east? First freeway face-off, what'd you think of the atmosphere?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It was loud. There was a lot of energy in the building. I think a lot of kids, too, obviously being an early afternoon game after Thanksgiving. So it was a ton of fun. And obviously more fun to come away with both points. So, thank you.
All right, that was Chris Kreider, the new Duck, getting to experience his first freeway face-off. A couple guys getting to experience their first one. And I don't think that it was not what they thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's, I guess, the West Coast version of the Blue Shirts versus the Islanders, or yep, Rangers versus the Devils, that kind of thing. So, look, it's big. You saw the fans sell out here, and that's saying something. Still a lot of people going into work today, right? So yep, the fact that there was a sellout here midday, just beautiful. Right here in Orange Country, just DJ JoJo getting the place all revved up. Of course, we saw a couple of the members of the Offspring there start the third period on the Jumbotron. There again, this place all jazzed up. And I think all that's important. I think the fans' energy, their excitement, it really bleeds into these players. You can feel it. I mean, you saw the intensity. I mean, how much of the energy the crowd had to do with Mason McTavish there on the far side, top of the circle's hash mark area there, losing the puck, getting it back there before Jackson Lacombe getting in there in the corner and doing big things for that Leo Carlson goal. I mean, that was spectacular, and just the place was buzzing.
And for everyone that is listening, if you're at work, thanks for tuning in. Wherever you're coming from, thank you for always listening. And we've had a lot of fun here today. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better outcome. This is exactly what we wanted, of course, Emerson.
Yep. No, it was a fun game, and we knew it was going to be fun. We didn't know how fun, but what more could we want, right? A shootout finish and the good guys snagging both points, so unreal.
All right, Emerson, as the Ducks look ahead to their next two games, back-to-back, Chicago, St. Louis, what is your final quack for this day?
Yeah,
game today.
Yeah, you can't take those two teams lightly. We already know what happened there in Chicago last time. Tough OT loss there. St. Louis has had their fair share of struggles, but it's a tough way to tough place to play, right? Mm-hmm. It's a barn in which it's a great small market fan base. They love their hockey there. And they're a team that won not too long ago, the hardware there, bringing it home with the Chief as their head coach. So it's been a tough start there, but I think they're finding their way. It's definitely not going to be an easy one. And look, they've had success against the Oilers early in the season. They've had success against some very high-ranked teams. So it's not going to be easy.
And it's kind of ironic that this trip, I mean, Joel Quenneville, for him, Chicago, St. Louis, wow. I mean, two places he knows very well.
Yeah, and he wants that one back, right?
Yeah.
His first time back there, at least as a member of the Anaheim Ducks last time that we visited Chicago. So, yeah, he remembers that one. He wants that one back. He wants the 2 points now, not just one, as mm-hmm. they locked one in that overtime loss.
All right, well, my final quack is just the Ducks are better than the Kings. We're going to leave it at that. That's the tea this year, as I said on the pregame show. But, it was a fun one today. And the Ducks stay atop the Pacific Division. As we said, the next time the Ducks are playing is Sunday. It is a sort of odd game time. It's a 12:30 Pacific time start. So that means we'll have the pregame show for you at noon on Sunday. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game today, you can. Steven Emerson had the call of this one. Ducks win 5-4 over the LA Kings in the shootout. Thank you for tuning in to the Duckstream postgame show. For Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Enjoy the rest of your Orange Friday and make sure to join us back on Sunday.